right. Welcome to today's episode, tonight's episode, depending on how you're looking at it, episode of your Daily Scrum. I'm professional scrum trainer Ryan Ripley. That's professional scrum trainer Todd Miller. Todd, what's up?
You know, when we first started, before you just hit record there, I had eaten a Reese's peanut butter cup because I really needed some sugar. And it just to, you know, help me out a little bit tonight. And it's kicking in.
I need to find the candy bowl here because I know it's somewhere.
Oh my gosh, I've got a large candy bowl here. I mean, we live, you know, an hour south of Hershey. So we get all the candy.
Oh, there you go. All right. Halloween is coming. Candy's flowing. Mm-hmm. And Todd, it's a new day. It's a new question.
It is.
How can a scrum master encourage cameras on while working online? Hold on. I'm going to answer this question like this.
Maybe
we should just like do the rest of the show with the camera. Isn't this miserable talking and looking at a blank
screen? It really is. Yeah. And you know, I can't like, I mean, you can tell like you and I for the most part, we're pretty steady, but we also have our good and bad days. It's being a human. Right. And we also have the topics that make us perk up. You also have the topics that like make you think. You also have the stuff that like you said to me before, like, what's up, man? And I'm like, oh, dude, I slept like 2 hours last night. Right. And you can just tell by my posture, body language. How can you tell any of that if your cameras are off?
Yeah, you really can't. And it makes the virtual training and teaching and coaching and all the Scrum Master stuff really difficult. Mm-hmm. You know, the visual feedback, the verbal, the nonverbal cues, all that disappears. Now, I want to throw a quick caveat out there. If you're in a situation where it's unsafe to have your camera on, mm-hmm. or you're uncomfortable with having your colleagues looking into your living room, if there's something going on there, leave it off.
Yeah.
Get a green screen and cover the background, or, you know, all right, you know, fancy guy who spent, I'm not saying you have to spend money, but hang a sheet up. It works on Zoom mm-hmm. just fine. Mm-hmm. Like there's low cost ways to, but make every effort to throw that camera on if it's safe, right? So again, if it's safe, because it really, look, one of the manifesto principles always comes up in our courses. Let me go to agilemanifesto.org so that I
quote number six, correctly. I can quote it. I got it. I actually thought of this and brought it up as you were saying that. The most efficient an effective method of conveying information to and within a development team is face-to-face conversation.
Right. So this
we're face-to-face. You and I are face-to-face right now.
Right now. And so I can see when you roll your eyes and you're like, oh, there's Ryan being silly. Yeah, exactly. Right. But if it's like this.
Yeah.
What are we doing? You have no idea. I could be doing a rude hand gesture. I could be doing all sorts of stuff.
Rolling
my eyes.
He was behind the camera.
Like, yeah, I was. Birds are flying, right? But we're both laughing. We know that it was a joke and it's lighthearted. And we could. So, Scrum Masters, I think the most direct thing you can do is ask. You just say, look, for this activity, I really need your cameras on. We need to be able to see each other. If it's unsafe, message me. We'll find a way around it. But this is something that I think we. Not necessarily insist, but strongly, strongly state. If you don't ask, you don't get. And I think Scrum Masters, step one, ask. Can everyone please turn your cameras on? Because what I also suspect, Todd, is when cameras are off, people are working and multitasking.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think there is an element to this too. You know that there is Zoom fatigue.
Yep.
So I think that maybe a strategy that you could take as a Scrum Master is just be like important point cameras on for this, right? Yeah. And I mean, you and I we're on Zoom all the time, right? And so about like we get exhausted from it. And I know you do too. So maybe there is a cue that you can put in place that makes the cameras go on. And if it's like a calmer period, like they go off. I think specifically, I think about sprint planning, right? Sprint planning can be pretty long, right? And can be pretty tiresome. And so maybe it's like you're sitting and you're doing some things and breaking down a PBI and putting some how behind it. And that's an okay time. But now it's like, all right, do we think we have a sprint goal here? I think camera's on, right? Like, how's everybody feeling, right? You're asking those questions. I think maybe you could figure out the ebb and flow of some of the events that you're in and that you're facilitating. And maybe say like, give a cue for camera on or okay to turn off if you're tired. So I don't know. That just came to my mind.
I think it's a good idea. I also think Scrum Masters need to work with leadership to make sure that everyone has a camera. right?
Yeah, it's like $40, right?
Every organization that is embracing remote work, good on you. Mm-hmm. You should also be buying cameras for your people and make sure that they have the capability of how about a decent microphone and a good camera?
Yeah, really is not that much of an investment, right? Really is not that much.
And if someone feels a need for a green screen, I think that's expensible too. Mm-hmm. And so organizations support your people. The face-to-face communication is worth it. Mm-hmm. So scrum masters, work through that impediment. Coach people who are kind of nervous about the cameras. Check in about whether or not they're multitasking. Mm-hmm. You know, see why they feel the need to, why they can't focus, and see if you can find ways to help them there. But I think these are good places to start. But I think first and foremost, have the conversation. Don't be afraid to say, hey, everybody, like Todd said, this is for the next 10 minutes, we really need your cameras on. And then we can go back to, and bring the screen. We can go dark. Right?
Yeah.
All right. I like it. Good discussion.
End screen. No cameras.
Sweet. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Leave us a comment below. What do you think about cameras being on? Should it be required? Is it optional? How do you get your teams to turn? We want to hear your tips. Mm-hmm. Right? Maybe it'll turn into another video. Leave your questions. That will definitely turn into a video. Yeah. Check out the socials. Although Todd, I'm thinking maybe we need to not worry about Instagram anymore. Jeez. Twitter and Twitter and LinkedIn is where you can usually find us. We're going to stay as far away from the gram as possible. Check out the videos below. The YouTube AI thinks you'll like them. We do too. And just a quick thank you for yesterday's comments. Y'all shared some really awesome stories about why you became Scrum Masters. We were truly touched by that. We loved seeing it. And it just shows again how awesome a community we have. So thank you. And just keep being awesome, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you.